SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, opposition leader Peter Dutton talks up the coalition's nuclear plan on day three of the election campaign. The Reserve Bank is expected to hold interest rates steady. And in golf, Australia's Minwoo Lee wins his first PGA tournament. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Opposition leader Peter Dutton is promoting the coalition's energy plan during a visit to Newcastle in regional New South Wales. Hunter is a key seat in the upcoming federal election, held by Labor with a 4.8% margin. The Hunter Valley is also a traditional coal mining area and has been identified as a site for one of seven nuclear power plants under the opposition's nuclear policy. Mr. Dutton was asked by a reporter how the region feels about nuclear energy, the Liberal leader saying the plan will create jobs for the local community.
I have a look at Collie, where we've just had a state election. There was a 20-plus percent swing to the Liberal Party in Collie, where we've said that on that coal mining site, at the end of its use, we will site one of the nuclear power stations there. So I think in the Hunter and elsewhere, to be honest, people realise that if there's not a replacement industry for coal, then these jobs go.
Mr. Dutton was also asked how much electricity and gas prices will drop under his plan to increase domestic gas reserves, but he was unable to provide a figure, saying more detail will be released later. A survey by News Poll indicates the government's popularity has risen following the federal budget. The survey, published in the Australian newspaper, has Labor leading the coalition 51% to 49% on a two-party preferred basis, less than 5 weeks out from the election. The survey of over 1,200 voters was conducted from Thursday to Saturday in the past week after the federal budget and budget in reply speech from opposition leader Peter Dutton. It showed primary support for Labor lifted from 32 to 33% since a previous News Poll survey in March, while the coalition recorded a drop of 2 percentage points to 37%. The Greens remained at 12%, while support for Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party dropped from 7% to 6%. Nationals Senator Matt Canavan has told Channel 9 he isn't worried about the latest poll.
I'm just glad he's finally called the election. He's been running scared from this all year. Now people have their choice. I mean, what the polls have shown for ages now is that this is very, very close. Anthony Albanese apparently is up by 1 point this week. A couple of weeks ago, he was down by 1 point. That's all within the statistical margin of error. What it shows is that people, the people listening at home, have the choice here.
Mortgage holders are likely to see repayments hold steady when the Reserve Bank Board delivers its cash rate decision tomorrow. The bank's board meeting is in Sydney today to discuss the decision and will include two new members following recent government reforms to the RBA structure. But the cash rate is not expected to change, with economists tipping it will remain at 4.1% following a 25-point basis cut last month. Inflation data released last week showed price growth tracking within the Reserve Bank's target range. But RBC Capital Markets Chief Economist Su Lin Ong told AAP the board will want confirmation of that positive trend in next month's figures, particularly against the backdrop of global protectionism triggered by United States tariffs. She also says she expects the board will want to keep a low profile during the election campaign. Share markets are rating the chance of a cut at less than 10%. The death toll from a major earthquake in Myanmar is expected to rise as residents and communities struggle to access clean water and food. The 7.7 magnitude quake that struck the central city of Mandalay has left more than 1,700 people dead and more than 300 still missing. India, China and Thailand are among countries to send relief materials and teams, along with aid and emergency workers from Malaysia, Singapore and Russia. But some residents in Mandalay and Sagaing are reporting international aid has not arrived, as concerns grow about a severe shortage of food, electricity and water. Around 3.5 million people in Myanmar have already been displaced by civil war. The Red Cross and Red Crescent report humanitarian needs are growing by the hour. UNICEF's Saihan Lin Ong says the country needs urgent assistance.
While we are still conducting the rapid need assessment, we know this is an absolute catastrophe for children and family across Mandalay. Many homes have been destroyed, road and bridge damaged. Many children and family are still missing and traumatized. We need urgent assistance, especially for the children who often suffer the most in these kinds of situations.
And to sport, Australian golfer Min Woo Lee has won his first PGA tournament in a dramatic finish at the Houston Open in Texas. Lee shot a final round 3 under par 67 with a magnificent putt from off the green on the final hole. In doing so, he held off world number 1 and 2, Scottie Scheffler and Gary Woodland, who both finished a stroke back. The 26-year-old described the tournament as a big mental grind and said the win was unbelievable. Woodland has now moved into second place by going 4 under through 8 holes, trailing Lee by 4 shots. I'm Camille Bianchi and that's the latest from SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.